This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
There is but one downside to our geographic locations today, Marty. Neither of us can be at Nietzsche's tonight when our co-worker and star, Addison Logan, performs. Doors at 8, show at 9, Stephen Babcock headlining. Addison is amazing and looking forward to her continued success.
Yes. I want to make it to one of those shows.
I'm dragging you to one of them at some point.
Yes, you have to. You have to force me. Although I was dragged out last night for a little bit, but it wasn't to a music venue. I went to the draft room because they opened up their cigar lounge in the back, which was great. You know, a couple of former Sabres were there. Daryl Shannon was there. Michael Pecco was there. Les Kuntar was there. Former Rochester Americans. He was in the Sabres, but he was an Amherst and a Canadiens and whatnot. So we had a very nice time over there with the cigar lounge. But yes, drag me out to one of Addie's concert, and one of those days I want to check it out.
We're about a week away from the arbitration hearing for Connor Timmins.
Yes.
You think the hearing's going to happen or not?
Oh, I'm going to say...
Come on, man. The answer is no.
The odds are no, because usually they get settled. Like, if they set the hearing for August, what is it? August the 2nd? So they're going to call each other on August the 1st. And say, okay, let's talk about it. And it's going to get figured out on August the 1st or the morning of the 2nd. That's usually like, you don't have a deadline until that date is set. And it's always within 48 hours of the arbitration, happening that things get settled. So I'm going to say they will not go to arbitration and they will have something worked out with Connor Timmins.
Over the final 16 games of the NHL's regular season, who do you think led the NHL in goals?
Over the final 16 games, well, it wasn't Draisaitl because he missed some time. This is a trick question. I'm going to go with Nazem Kadri because Calgary is our team of the day and it has to have a relations to it.
You take the fun out of everything. Yes, Kadri scored 12 times in the last.
But I remember he got really hot. Like he went from mid-20s to like mid-30s. Yeah.
He was actually hot most of the year. He was very consistent. He was in the same company as Thompson and Tuck and Ovechkin. through the last couple of months of the year. But yeah, he had 12 goals and 19 points over the final 16 games, in which Calgary went 11-2-3. And if they had just gone 11-1-4, they would have made the playoffs. No team in the NHL went to overtime more than Calgary. They shared that honor with Vancouver last year. They went 24 times. However, their record beyond regulation was 10-14.
Yeah.
If they had just been 11-13, if they had won, they got one more point.
One shootout win. One shootout win. It's 1 point.
Unbelievable. Nobody had a more tragic end to the season than Calgary.
Yeah.
Because there were two spots available in the West, both wildcard positions, and the standings ended Minnesota 97, St. Louis 96, Calgary 96. They had a chance at wildcard one. They didn't make it. It was heartbreaking, but the numbers would say they never should have been there anyway. 29th in goals for, 16th in goals against, 19th on the power play, 25th on the penalty kill. They were mediocre, but somehow they were in the mix right to the end. So what do we expect from the Calgary Flames moving forward?
So they made a big move in season, right? A trade with the Philadelphia Flyers that saw Farabee and Frost get to Calgary, which added to their depth. I think that was the key for them offensively. Calgary went from 75 points to 67 points. He was still their lead, their top scoring leader, and he had the 35 goals. But Jonathan Huberdeau was better. He had 62 points, 28 of them goals. So you saw a little bit more consistent, like, scoring, even though they were not a good scoring team, but they stayed close. Dustin Wolf was really good. I think that the Flames, to me, are a team that's going to give you exactly what they gave you last year, this season, 95 to or so points. But I feel like they did not surround Dustin Wolf in the same way that they did last year. They gave him a really good backup goaltender the last couple of years in Dan Vladar. Vladar walked as a UFA, goes to Philadelphia. They're bringing in, like, they have Devin Cooley. We know Devin Cooley from his time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rochester, and they went and got a goalie from Russia, Ivan Prosvetov, who was with Colorado before that. But they're not surrounding Dustin Wolf with what I think he would need this year. Although maybe they feel he can run the show and be as good as he was, you know, for most of the season last year. But even on defense, I don't feel like their defense is a standout group. So to me, it's going to be like, you're going to win games 3-2 if Dustin Wolf is good. If Wolf isn't good, it may be a problem.
Well, the defense could look different before the season begins, or certainly in season, based on Rasmus Anderson's future. What do you think happens there?
I think that they'd be crazy to let him go. They'd be crazy, and if they trade him, they better get something very, very strong in return. You're thinking about a top right shot defenseman. This is going to be in high demand as it always is. So when I look at Rasmus Anderson, I think if Calgary is going to move on from him, they better get something really, really good in return, or you just got to roll the dice. And we've seen teams over the years, like if they're in a playoff spot at the trade deadline, well, maybe you got to have the, you know, what they call the own rentals, right? Where you keep the players so that you can make the playoffs and you'll figure it out later. But I would be very surprised if they move on from Rasmus Anderson unless they were to get the return that they'd be looking for.
Well, we mentioned Kadri. He's got 4 years remaining at $7 million. But the production has been there. He's actually been pretty consistent and then some in his 3 years with the Flames. So, of course, since the moment he signed there, the rumors have followed. Like, is this really going to last? Is he going to be traded? He has full say on wherever he chooses, if he chooses. Do you think Kadri will, in fact, be traded? And if he is out there, again, he controls everything. Would you pursue him if you're the Sabres?
I mentioned it many times. I mentioned it last year. I'd love to have a Nazem Kadri on the Buffalo Sabres, and I think he would be better slotted with the Sabres because I don't see Kadri as being a number one center. Like when he was in Colorado, he was a third-line center, and that's why he was so effective. He could even be a second-line center, but I don't see him as a top-line center, although he makes $7 million, so he's getting paid like a top-two center, and I get that. I would love to have a guy like Nazem Kadri on the Buffalo Sabres. I think that would be fantastic. And I love the production that he can bring, the grit that he brings, the intangibles that he brings. I think he's a smart hockey player, could play the power play, the bumper position, the net front position. There's a lot of really good there. When we were supposed to do the Calgary Flames yesterday as our team of the day, but with talking about Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan and all of that, it just, you know, went on for the whole show. We ask online, like, are you interested in a guy like Nazem Kadri? And the response were so polarizing, Duffer. There was a lot of no, 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 he's old and too much money. And there was a lot of absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. There wasn't anybody in the middle saying, yeah, I could see it. Like, you know, it would have to make sense. No, it was like 100% yes or 0% no. That's what was the response on social media.
Do you think he ends up in Toronto?
No, I don't. I think that, if anything, Nazem Kadri would probably like to be able to stick it to the Leafs a little bit. So if he was given that opportunity, I think he would love that.
Huh.
You know, he's made a few comments, like when the Leafs and the Flames have played over the last couple of years, about, you know, how his time in Toronto was great, and he grew up a Leafs fan, and he has a book out, and it's a really interesting story, right? The dynamic of him and growing up, and you know, taking hockey. Nobody in his family had ever played the game, and he was the first one to play the game, and you know, some of the obstacle he dealt with. It's a really interesting story and a good book. But he talks about the love that he had for the Leafs, and playing for the Leafs was great. But I do feel that right now, maybe he'd love to be that villain and maybe stick it to the Leafs a little bit.
I think one of the bigger questions for the Flames moving forward is Sharon Govich and whether he will get back to the previous year's level. He was a 30-goal scorer for the first time, who regressed to a 32-point season last year and has 5 years to go at $5.75 million. We have
Sharon Govich, 31 goals 2 years ago, not good enough. And Ryan Huska is an interesting story, their head coach, because it's going to be his third year now. Mm-hmm. He had a little below 500 season 2 years ago, a really good season, 96 points last year. Can he continue to push the right buttons, right, in year three? Year three is a tough year for a coach, because year one, you're adjusting. Year two, you're pressing. Year three, you got to keep it going. That's going to be interesting.
Don't press the buttons. We still have time left on Sabres Live. Stay
with us. New Music Friday!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.